so it begins.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Glad you're here with us. I bet you thought we might have dropped off the planet, but
Earth, left Earth.
Yeah, we didn't. No. Just that after Friday's show, I became sick as a dog.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, and I mean literally was in the sick bed the whole weekend.
Which was okay for Saturday since it was raining all day.
Yeah.
Literally all day raining.
So I just wanted to let you know I'm back on my feet. Back here with all of you.
I was not sick. Knock on wood.
Oh, Rachel. Don't promise what you can't deliver. She says she'll scratch my back. Oh, I love that.
A feat that would be.
And if you're a tiny little thing, I learned this from when my dad was little, and my dad made me do this.
Everybody's little.
Yeah, he made me walk on his back. And when I have light, you know, weighted people around me. I so love that. Where everything kind of cracks.
You have to walk on water.
No, my late husband, Daryl, he would do that when he was in Thailand and Korea. But of course, those were just having your back walked on by lovely, sexy Asian women who had no clothes on, of course. Okay. Anyway, here we are. Looks like we might have some new people with us. Let's see. Welcome to our Monday show, which is supposed to be on News for the Soul.
If we seem disorganized, we are.
We are.
I mean, we're always a little bit disorganized, but a little more today because yesterday that was obviously death. So we let Nicole know for News for the Soul. Like, oh, we can't. This ain't happening. And then she perked up just a few hours ago and said, oh, let's see if we can turn the show back on. Apparently it was too late. So at the last minute, we said, oh, we've got to create one for ourselves. So that's why we're kind of discombobulated right now.
And I created it with the wrong time. So.
Yes, but she figured out how to edit it.
Yeah.
Edited it. All right, Deb.
I haven't talked to any of you since all that trouble started over.
Friday.
Yeah, it was on Saturday that a lot of that stuff happened with Israel and...
That shit's been going on.
Yeah, it's been going on forever.
No, but I mean even... Oh, here we go. Here's a jackwad.
Yeah. Like Bobby, psychic Christian.
Yeah, how Christian is that?
You have no manners.
Nope.
But...
Bloodsucker.
I think it's so horrible that they're not getting any aid through. And that's what's, like, really bothering me. I mean, God, you people can, you know, fight and do what you gotta do.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
God, take care of the innocents that are around you, you know. I know, Laura, you're right. It is horrible. So, anyway, we didn't come with anything.
Then I recommend you get the show and you do your normal spiel. Is what I recommend. You haven't done that yet.
Those of you that might be new joining us, those of you who are with us all the time, but might need to be reminded, we're only using ordinary playing cards, which I'm now holding up for our Facebookers to see. Now, if you're on Blog Talk and you're wondering, hey, how can they see you? Over to Facebook. Go to the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. And voila, we are live streaming.
Yeah, you can be shy and you don't even have to say a peep.
Yeah.
We won't know you're there at the host. You can be like ghost mode. All right.
Also, I'll use a full 24 card layout for each of the calls that we get. And it's my personal preference. Others like to, you know, just kind of pull out a few cards. I personally prefer to do it with a full layout, which gives me a chance to take a look at the landscape of your life. What's going on? You know, what's brought you from the past to the present, and where are you going in the future? So that is what we're going to be focusing on.
Focus.
Yeah, so go ahead.
All right.
Hello, Jimbo.
I want to welcome everybody. Want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind you folks that are international, just about everybody here, as it looks like. If you're international, let us know anytime during the show. We'll give you live international shout-outs when we can. Right now, since the show has not started officially, I can give a whole bunch of them. International shout-out to Sophia in Sweden. I think we got Melanie in the UK. We have Rachel in Australia. Laura is in Canada. And let's see, who else do we have? Who else? I think I got all the international folks. If I didn't, let me know, and we'll throw you.
Let me know, and I'll beat him.
Oh, we got another. We got Sophie, not Sophia. We have Sophie's also in the UK.
How do you know that?
Because she said, "How do we call him from the UK?"
Oh.
All right. Here's the deal. Here's the spiel. Here's the deal. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your reading. You can also Skype in, folks, just to let you know it is an option. We do get Skypers. Either way, if you Skype or call in, when you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. True statement, you can listen to the show while you wait. If it's silent, something went wrong, hang up, call back again. Facebookers.
Yeah.
Skype is always an option. I mean, it's not free, but it's way cheaper than a cell phone. Or you can hold tight, keep your fingers crossed, and if the calls allow, we will turn to the Facebook folks. Okay, but we will formally make it super clear when we're going to take a call from you folks. And I do say call. We want you to call in on Messenger, please, audio or video, to Deborah Lee. And the reason we do that is because we can get more people in, because it's live interaction. If we do type, pauses and delays. We pretty much, if we could do a type reading, we could do two regular live readings. So that's the problem with the type thing. The catch is you will have to be friends with Deborah Lee on Facebook.
You must.
And that's easy to do if you're brand new.
Yeah.
You could even do it now, even though you might not get in today, for the future. If you do a friend request to Deborah Lee,
I
pinned something up, Deborah, L-E-I-G-H. If you do that, you'll probably see 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different Deborah Lees. Imagine that. It's not as many as you would think. But there's only two there that will have her picture. Different time eras, but you'll tell it's her. Send friend requests to both. They're kind of linked. It's weird. And then let us know if you're brand new, and then she can go do it right out right here. So just let us know. That's the deal. Let's see here. What else? This wonderful sound of hearts is a signal that your free reading, because it is free, it's got to be short and sweet, because we got to move on, help other folks out. And it's over. Flat out, your reading's coming to an end. Let's not say it's over. It's coming to an end, so you can't really ask any more questions. Let it go. I'm going to give you a single card, and a single card today, because we do different cards, different shows. This one will actually be from the exact same deck the exact same method, but it'll be from a virtual deck on her website, psychiclovedoctor.com. So you'll get a single card at the conclusion of your reading, and then we move on. So if we say, hey, great, your reading's coming to an end, don't take off. Don't run. But I got the scammer. Another one?
I got rid of somebody.
I got rid of a scammer, all right. Oh, I got to take care of it. International, you just blocked it. You didn't fully.
I reported it.
Yeah, it's not good enough. You got to finish them off. Finish them. That's right. I'm finishing them right now. They are now that part dead, and then this part really finishes them in case they
thank you.
Credit creates them. Yeah. International shout-outs to Suzanne in the land of the Scotland. All right.
Yes.
We're loud and clear. Everybody's clear.
Guys, just remember, these are really a taste. you're getting a sample of this method, which I am the only living master and mistress. I don't know what you call me, buddy. What do you want to call me? The only living expert of, you know, there are many, I'm not saying that there are not other methods out there that employ ordinary playing cards. There are. There are many of them.
There are many methods that do other cards.
That's right.
So Sophia in Sweden is very familiar with some of the other cards that are out there.
Yes. Oh, yes, Sophia.
She does a bunch of
other cards.
She
doesn't say much when she's in the show.
She's got a lot of our Archangel cards. They're kind of cool.
Yeah.
She has the Mary Magdalene cards. Those are kind of cool.
Oh, I liked them, too.
And some other ones, too, so that's cool.
Cool.
So.
Real quick. Oh, are you done?
Yeah, I was just going to say, remember, it's a just a smidgen of a reading.
Well, this is it's just short and sweet. You're not going to get a real deal. You're going to get the best you're going to get for free because you get what you pay for in the world we live in today. You know what I'm saying? So, if you'd like a real deal, full-blown, one-on-one, oh, I want it all, go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, and you can see all ways to arrange for a private reading there. All right.
Very shortly, also, our 800 phone service will be operational, and then you can call in for a quickie.
And as soon as you go to that webpage, it'll tell you if she's available or not.
Yeah.
Kind of in the rightish. It's really big. You'll see. You'll tell. If she's on that 800 number and available, it'll be very clear on that page, like lovedoctor.com. All right. So you international folks, once again, that is a domestic phone number, so you can't pick up your cell phone and call that without a country code. And if you use a country code, you damn well better have international plan. It's going to hurt you bad. Don't do it. Don't do it. Skype is a better option. Going to cost you, but it won't be nowhere near as much. Or you stand by, chill out, relax, and there's no phone here for me to do a damn thing with. It's that ain't worth it. Just let it go.
Yeah, but it's good. It could take
some just in the future, when you say I really don't want a phone in my bedroom, quit dragging one in there if you don't want one. I don't get it. She moved a phone out of her bedroom because I don't want a phone in there. Every time I look up here, where is it? Oh, it's in my bedroom. Which is it? Do you want a phone in your bedroom or you don't want one in your bedroom? Which is it? Notice how there was no answer. All right, anyway, international folks, basically.
Where's your jug, they want to know?
My jug? What jug?
I guess that's your, that.
That ain't no jug.
Well, they can't see it anymore.
Oh, I can see it when I pick it up and drink it, they can. They just can't see it when it's sitting off to the side is all.
Well, Suzanne, honey, if we don't see them doing that, you can delete them.
There's nothing we can do. You should report them on your own. So what I do is I block them. Once they might have already inboxed you, so maybe they've already got attachment to you. But as soon as I see it, as quick as I can, I ban them from this site, and it removes their comment. And then I go on their Facebook page, and I block them and any subpages they create from coming back and bothering us. So I've taken care of that part, but I've already instant messaged you once or twice. I can't get in there. I don't have those powers. To do that, you have to deal with that on your own. Sorry, nothing I can do. They're jackwads. You know, if I had the power to do terrible things to their Facebook accounts, I would, but I don't. So.
Be careful what you say.
Well, I said terrible things to their Facebook accounts.
Yeah,
like
still
block them from, you know, anything on earth. I don't tell you, Suzanne. Maybe I don't know. Sacrifice a live chicken or something. Maybe that'll make them go away. I don't know what the hell to tell you. You know. Aha! International shout out to Virgil from the UK.
Oh, there's a Virgil in the house, people.
All right. Let's take our first caller, folks. Let's get that show on the road. And Facebookers, you just don't know. We may turn to you, so don't run away.
I have a question.
Okay.
Why are we licking frogs?
Because you can get acid trips that way. 312, area code. You're the first caller. You are from Chicago, 312.
You can get acid trips.
312. Hi. Remember, a lot of them have different kind of poisons on their skin.
Hello.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Remember, apocalyptically, you rubbed the
hello. This is, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, welcome back.
Hey. I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Cassandra, the reason why I'm calling today is, since 2019, I got into it with a bad argument with a girl, and I haven't seen her in some years, and she finally rolled down on me yesterday, this year, and I was just trying to see, like, if she out to hurt me.
Oh, okay.
So if I got this right, in 2019, you got an argument with a chick over a guy, and she's reappeared recently, and you're wondering if she's got a vendetta to settle with you, coming to get you. Is that what you want to know?
Yes, I want to know if my life is in jeopardy, yes.
Well, that's a big deal now. Let's do some little disclaimers here now. You know, Deb will tell you if she's the best she can, but we're not going to tell you anything about lives in danger, not in danger, medical treatments, lawyers, and stuff like that. But she's going to take a look and give it the best shot, but we have a disclaimer. All right?
What does it mean when you say she rolled up on you?
I guess she showed up.
I was standing at the bus stop waiting on the bus. And out the blue, like, I didn't even really know that was her until she looked at me like, you remember me? And then she just stopped talking and just talking crazy. And I'm like, oh, my God. I was just in the days, couldn't believe that was really her.
Oh, okay.
Yep, all right. Well, not a very common – well, it's the big picture is common. A lot of times conflicts come back, and you get questions about that. This is a little more serious,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, I had to take a moment to word this in my mind so that it wasn't going to turn into a double negative and that it was actually going to be a significant query to place to the deck. So, kids, when we start doing the classes, you'll be learning how to do this.
Yes, children.
Okay. And I know I tease you, and I'm sorry. It's coming. It's coming.
That's what everybody says. Hello, welcome.
Diana, you okay?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
All right, it sounded like somebody was knocking. Saying, you keep on knocking, but you can't.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I was cooking. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
What are you making?
Yeah, what are you making?
Okay. I'm actually making some rice and pot roast.
Oh, I love it.
That sounds pretty badass.
It takes talent to know how to make a good pot roast.
Well, the pot roast, I don't think so much. But with the rice, though, that's a different ballgame. Rice is easy to screw up.
If you aren't very tentative with a roast, it can turn into a great big hockey puck.
You know, anything you cook on this planet can turn into something bad. You can microwave popcorn, and it could turn into bad shit quick if you don't pay attention. I'm just saying. But anybody can make a pot roast, but to make it really good, that's the trick.
Okay, this girl, seriously, my feeling is she doesn't mean to do you any harm.
More jackwads.
Okay. She's not looking to, have hug and kisses with you either. So this is not somebody that's going to become your friend, but I don't see her wanting to make trouble.
Oh, they're jacks.
Okay, unless you start it. So
they might try to bait you.
Oh, yeah, and don't fall for that.
A lot of folks are smarter than they seem, even though you think somebody smart wouldn't come back and roll on you as a vendetta, but a lot of them are a little smarter than you think, and they try to bait you in so you can get in trouble with the law.
In the end, did you end up with this guy? Did you get this guy?
I could have, but I told him I didn't want to deal with him because that was our baby daddy,
yep.
So I just told him to leave me alone.
Good for you. And I don't care what she tells you. She didn't end up with him either.
Mm.
Okay, he's a lying, cheating snake. And the two of you are better off without this guy in your lives. I'll tell you that right now. But you may hear from somebody saying, well, blah, 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 this girl, she was saying this stuff, but you don't fall for it. Okay, the best thing you can do, the winning move is not to play. So she may want to engage you, but I feel like she's not going to get anywhere with you. Besides, how many years ago was that?
2019.
Like four?
Yep. She's obviously, her brain is broken. She is a broken person. If you're going to go 4 years later over a dude. Or a guy over a chick 4 years later, too. If it was, come on, what the hell's wrong with you?
She's got a, what do
and
you
I was shocked her. I didn't know if she recognized me because I was wearing glasses. And I'm like, this is a whole new look of me. So how did you know this was me?
Well, yeah, I think it was simply coincidence. Well, there is no coincidence.
There's she said, she's wearing glasses and stuff like that. It really could have been a pure chance thing.
Yeah.
It could have been. Or semi-chance. Maybe she goes, huh, I think she's from this area. I'll drive around and see if I see her or something. But yeah, you didn't see she should run for
cover or anything. No,
you shouldn't go undercover. You shouldn't get go into witness protection or anything. Nothing like
no,
that.
No, if anything, act like this has no consequence to you.
Then pretend like you can't remember. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
If you ever
what's
had
that?
A, I don't even.
Yeah.
And she says, and it's like that was 4 years ago. I don't care. Come on. Let it, don't get baited in. They want to some of them are smart enough to reel you in, so you do something wrong and they call cops on you.
Well, that's so true.
Cool.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't let them push your buttons to get you in trouble.
Yeah, that's not what you need.
You don't need that.
But I don't think she's going to do anything.
Yeah, she probably wants you to do something so she either A, can defend herself, or B, to call the cops. All right, here you go. Before we go, here is your single card reading. It is the King of Spades. The central figure perceived in this situation is a mature, dark-complected male. He is not particularly emotional by nature, although he does express some important feelings when he expresses in words or gestures that he has your best interests at heart. Trust this man's judgment as he becomes part of your life. He has the insight to guide you and provide you with the direction you seek.
That's the right man for you, Diane.
That's what I was wondering, if this is somebody that's coming into her future.
Yeah.
So maybe
I think that's the one that's going to really...
Not one you've met yet, or maybe you've met, but it's not really that kind of connection yet.
Well, that's why the card that came up is about something really worthwhile for you, and that relationship will be a wonderful one. Excuse me, for you.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. We wish the best of luck to you and keep on calling.
Call us
again. Thank you for holding and being patient with us. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Smick-Pot-Gross in Illinois, I think it was. Was it not? Did I not say Illinois? I might have forgot. Illinois! I think I probably did forget to say where the heck she was from. I suck. But you know what? That's what I do. I suck.
So let me ask before we move on.
Moving on.
You folks are talking about licking a toad. Not a frog, right? Is it a toad or a frog?
I mean, they're very similar. I thought it was... The problem is, you're right. A lot of people use the word frog generally, and they really mean toad. Because they are different things.
And I want
totally
to know,
different.
What on God's green earth makes you want to lick one?
Because I told you already. There are some of them that you can... The toxins cause an acid-like reaction. Some of them can cause worse things, so I wouldn't do it.
I mean, back in my youth, the big thing was to sniff a gas tank, like on a motorcycle.
I can tell you.
Ridiculous.
Remember the other house I lived at? Every year, we were in a path of a toad rampage. I guess somewhere there was water nearby, and they were somewhere, and they were becoming on their way to be adult toads, and they'd come marching through the grass, and Missy's ass would go out there, and she would grab them. And they had toxins, and she would spit them out, but she couldn't stop herself because you know how wild she was. And every time, even if I didn't see it, she came in and she was foaming at her mouth. I could tell, Missy, leave the freaking toads alone. That's all I knew when she was doing it. She's foaming at her mouth from the toxins.
Yeah.
Didn't hurt her, but she'd go like this. She went, blah, 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 blah. She could tell it tasted bad.
Somebody said he's a cold-hearted snake. Look into his eyes. I think that is Janice Jack.
No,
Janet.
No, that's freaking that's crazy chick. No, it's not Janet. I thought it was.
Oh no, it's the crazy one.
Yes, it is.
That was with Emilia Estevez. What the hell was her name?
Yes, it is the chick that is freaking. Straight up now, tell me, is it me, you and me together?
Oh my God, this is Paula
Abdul.
Yeah.
That's right.
Catherine is the...
I recognize, I recognize the lyrics. I knew it was her. All right.
Are you telling me she was out licking frogs? If so,
pretty
look what happened to her.
Sure she wasn't.
Look what happened to her. Emilio even said in some interview, I had to get away from her because she was batshit crazy. Maybe he meant frog shit crazy. I don't know. But the thing is,
yeah, like you say, people, all of us, very often use interchange. Well, we don't interchange. Everybody calls toads. Everybody calls everything a frog, even though a lot of times around here it's a toad.
What's the difference?
Most of the time it's around here, it's different living. I think a lot of your toads, like they bury themselves. They're not really aquatic. Like a lot of frogs are in the water almost all the time. big time in the water. But they look alike, so we just call them all frogs. It's easier to say. Toads are very lumpy and glumpy, you know, bigger, usually big fat, because they don't need to be slim and swimming around the water like frogs, you know, she'd like that.
So, Suzanne, what is a mug? What he's saying? She says she has a big heart of gold and she hates people trying to take her for a mug. Right away, I think of a root beer float myself.
A mug of beer, I would think. You know, I mean, she's in the UK. You know, a little bit of a big mug of ale. You can't do anything wrong, depending on how big the mug is, but, you know.
Rachel says they have cane toads, and they pop when run over. Oh!
I think a lot of mammals that size, are when you run them over, even humans go pop when they jump out of the frickin' World Trade Center during that.
Oh.
They went pop when they hit the ground. You could hear them.
You could, like the army worms. Remember them when you drive over?
They went snap, snap, snap.
Yeah.
I remember riding my bicycle when I actually made it to a paved road. There wasn't that many of them. They go...
What
the little army worms when you run over them. They go pop, 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 pop as you're running over them. There were some cars that were so bad that they got in accidents because they hit their brakes and they skidded on the freaking army worm car slime and shit that they were... So they actually slid like the pavement was wet. And it was army worms, guts goo.
Didn't they turn into, like, black moss?
Some kind of moss. And don't you remember what they did to the freaking woods that year? It was like every 7 to 10 years they came around. You thought it was fall in Minnesota, even though it was the middle of summer. They ate every leaf imaginable. Oh, my God, the trees are all bare in the middle of summer.
From eating everything.
Except the pine. They don't like that pine stuff. Well, they wanted leaves.
I went to an outdoor wedding under a bunch of, and it was ridiculous. She didn't even get a tent. And those things with, you know, how ladies wear their nice big hats and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They were falling on everybody. And the bride's white, beautiful dress is turning very ugly from these things.
Those things, they walked in a straight line. They had no clue where they were going. And if your house is in there, then you're going up the house.
They do.
There's no brain in there. They're not going to walk around. They'll go up. If it had been the Empire State Building, they would have tried to scale it instead of go around there. No, it's a worm. It's a freaking worm that's going to turn into a moth. Do it. You go look at the side of your houses, and it was just they'd attach themselves to your legs or your dogs or something. And they'd be inside your house. You find them like, ah, shit, stupid thing. But the thing is, they move it like 1 mile per year, so it's not hard to grab them and throw them back outside or kill them or whatever. But yeah, we'd be like, ah, shit. Bunch of them right here on the couch, stupid ass.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, enough of that bad memory from the past. We're going to area code 516 up in New York, 516.
Hello.
Caller number two.
Hello there.
Hi, Sabi and Jim. It's Kavita. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
You know, it's funny. Honest to God, I know it sounds really crazy when I say, I just thought about you, but I did. I did. Late last week.
I
thought about you. Yeah.
Well, you were like sick and delirious. So you probably thought about what you want to be and other crazy stuff too. But yeah. All right,
well,
go ahead anyway.
So tell us, how are you?
I'm good. I'm on vacation. I just came back to the hotel room and I just turned you on. You were on. So I was like, oh, let me call in.
Where are you?
I'm in Vermont now. I'm doing like a fall foliage tour of the northeastern states. Just Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine.
I have been to Vermont.
Have you?
Yeah.
Beautiful, isn't it?
There was a young squid. We partied at one of the, some town, Rutland or Rutledge, or I don't know what the hell the name of that town was, something like that. but anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, you could probably put together a very lovely coffee table book of all your travels.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I do that.
I make them. I do make them.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell me what
all right.
you are.
So what do you think about Mr. Wonderful, you keep saying? Any news? I haven't bumped into him yet.
She has not bumped into the future man of her dreams. Okay. Well, the cards are going to go down, but that... Or maybe you have, but you haven't come back to reconnect.
Well,
doesn't that happen sometimes?
I met my late husband
Excuse me.
First in a what was the name of that bar? Green Wheel. It was a...
Oh, yeah, down the street.
I was in there with a girlfriend, and he came in with a guy friend, and nothing happened. We played some darts. You know, these were the guys, I think I've told you, that were poor sports because my girlfriend and I beat their pants off at darts. Just luck.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while, they say.
And I didn't think about it till way, way later. And then it occurred to me, oh, my God. I was, like, on a date with him, and I said, oh, you were wearing that fish shirt and those white jeans. And he said, when? And I said, that night. You guys would not shake our hands for winning at the dart game. And he remembered, and he said, how in the hell do you remember what I wore? We women, aren't we amazing?
They remember everything that's
yep.
to their benefit. They don't want to remember anything they've ever done wrong, unless they can turn it to their benefit somehow.
Oh.
You made me do that. You made me get catchy. I'm saying the only time you remember things you did wrong is when you can twist it to your benefit.
Really?
Twist it, yeah. Yes, yeah, Satan. Go ahead. Satan, maybe?
Anyway, he's right here, honest to God, right? The placement, I'll say, of the cards is really quite uncanny here because he's here. This man is a business mogul.
Mm.
I mean, right now he's involved in some, he's at a distance. Boy, I hope he's not in the Middle East, you know, over there. He might get his ass shot off. Or I hope he's not in the Ukraine either because, you know. Anyway, he is making some great big money deals. But, yeah, but he's feeling very down, depressed, because one thing, he's far from the States. Second of all, he's alone. So I think what we had seen before, that he was getting out of a relationship, and I remember that he was leaving a relationship. They both were done with each other. And what I'm feeling is, excuse me, now he's wondering, where is his new lady? The one that, excuse me, the one that he can go through eternity with. And that's you.
Eternity is a long time.
So you better like that person.
You better like that person if you're going to go through eternity.
Yeah, how much longer do I have to wait? This is getting ridiculous now.
Looking at her watch, Deb. Okay. She's looking at her watch.
Well, that's the thing about time. You know.
I know.
And it's relative?
Yeah, it's relative. Occasionally, I can take a stab at it. Right now, something's very, you don't like the word, serendipitous. Is coming.
Now we take serendipity and then we make it serendipitous.
Yeah,
serendipitous, repetitious.
Anyway, quite seriously here, you are, it's a possibility your paths could cross in the very, very near future. Like say between now and then the first of the year. You're not meeting any potentials on your vacation, right?
No, they're all older, much older. Yeah, not here, definitely not here.
Well, I mean, you're doing a autumn leaf tour, right?
Right.
There's
not even a chance right now.
Thinking that your targets are limited when you do that kind of a vacation, which you should,
right.
You should do. But that's fine. You do a vacation. It's your vacation. You do what you got to do. You don't worry. That stuff will come on its own, right?
No, this is just for ideas for painting, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you should, as well, that should be a priority. Exactly.
Right.
Well, one thing I see here is he is really nine of spades. He is really grieving the loss of passion and good sex. I can't think of another word to put it. He's missing that.
He's missing the bedroom Olympics.
Well, yeah. Okay, And he's looking for a woman that can keep up with him. And your card
that can help him get a medal.
That you, what, at the Olympics?
Yeah, even if it's a bronze, it's a medal. You competed well in the bedroom Olympics.
So I really feel that your paths are, he's still here, King of Diamonds, still the same man.
All right, well, at least that hasn't went away. Yeah. That's a good thing.
And this guy is ripe for picking once you meet him. He's going to be one of those whirlwind kind of romancers, you know, the kind that wants to just sweep you off your feet. And if you were to say, and remember, he's got money. And if he were to say you said to him something like, you know what, I wish someday I could actually maybe go to Italy and have a real pizza or something like that. He's going to make that happen, like in the movie Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
Walking down the street.
Or you'll find yourself in England for, I don't know.
The land of the Ings.
Yeah, I don't
know. All those Ings are there. Those Ings. There's so many Ings, they had to name a land after them.
Ings, yeah.
But which country is he in now? Do you get a sense of where he is? Which country now?
Well, I right away I said I hope he's not involved in the Middle East anywhere. But I'm not seeing anything. He could be in a country nearby.
Well, yeah.
You know, there's so many. He could be in frickin' Dubai for all we know.
Right.
Land of the Pharaohs, the Egypt.
Or Egypt. But Egypt is kind of close to that whole.
It is close, but it's a big country. You could be in Egypt and be nowhere near that. All right, just to let you know. All right, anyway.
Well, and they don't want to get involved. I did read that.
Yeah, they're kind of sick of that crap.
They don't want to take any refugees.
Their economy is a sneeze away from collapsing so bad that they would just go down the toilet. But it has been like that for years. Go ahead.
So I want to tell you, I really think that you're on the right path. I really do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here is your... single card reading. It is the Seven of Spades. Highlighted here is a deep sense of longing for what has been lost and may never be recovered. Give the matter in question some time with patience and faith on your part. The circumstances may very well change for the better as the future continues to unfold.
Boy.
Seven of Spades.
Yeah, it's a card of loss.
Yep, but we don't know. Well...
And the man was feeling that, too.
He was
feeling the Nine of Spades.
The ultimate outcome says it is going to be good, but sometimes there might be some longing and loss, like us humans always reflect sometimes, even when we shouldn't. It is what it is. And you're not seven. You've had a lot of things go on in your life. This card may resonate to something that's happened in the past. So
that's true.
It is. It is true. You have to take that and that... thing, and you must, some people right away know, and some people have to think about it. Well, thank you very much for calling, my dear.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you so much for reading.
You must call back again. Thank you so very much. All right.
Here, we said it together.
All right. I have typed it in because it'll be quicker because of the delay. You folks. Should messenger Deborah Lee now. The window is yours before we go back to the phone lines. We'll wait a couple minutes because of all the delays, and we know messenger takes a while to click, click, click,
remember,
click, click, click.
The cards are not written in stone. Now, for Kavita, what could happen is she could meet somebody that was totally spontaneous. It came out of the blue. Then this man will fade away.
Yes.
You know.
There's a lot of theories out there. You know, you can sit there and do acid, smoke dope or whatever and think about all these different theories. Or lick frog. Yes, indeed. Or find the right mushroom to eat. Better know your mushrooms. The wrong ones will kill you. But anyway, you know, I mean, you're going on a path. There's things out there. You could interact with them or not interact with them. You interact with some things that's near your path. It could change your path. It could change the whole future. The future is dynamic.
Well, depending on how she's traveling. Sometimes she likes to go by Greyhound.
Sure. I mean, I'm just saying.
And imagine if, say, that bus broke down and they have to stay in the town while they send for a part or they send for another bus.
Total weird things, you know, the life, the dynamics,
yeah.
You know. It just is what it is. That's why, you know, like, a lot of times when you're doing the cards on yourselves or stuff in your family and you're really concerned, you do it like a million times because you know things could change by the minute, by the second. If it's a really big situation, you got to keep doing, right?
Yeah.
Because there's so many things out there. You mean, you can take a quick look at the situation, but there's a whole bunch of things out here that might not have come into the picture yet.
Well, life is an immense sea of opportunity.
Yes, some are good and some are bad.
And some you could stand there and say, I'm sorry, I don't want anything in this sea.
You could say, yeah, I choose not to play right now, but that is still a choice. Rush kind of said something like that.
Who did?
You can choose not to make a choice or something like that, but you still have made a choice.
Who said that?
You can choose not to decide, but you still have made a choice.
Yeah,
it's a Rush song.
Oh, it's from Rush.
Yeah, if you choose not to do something, you still have made a
that
choice.
That is a choice.
Yes. I will choose free will. I will choose free will. It's a good broad. Rush is cool. You know who wrote all that? I thought, because I was a kid, I thought, wow, that lead singer, he is a freaking poetic son of a bitch. No, he just sings. The drummer was the poet, the mastermind, the freaking genius behind the lyrics. And you know what? Apparently his entire wife and children got killed in a car wreck.
Oh
stuff.
My God.
And he said, screw all this shit. And he bailed out forever. So I don't want to do anything. I just got to go and figure out how I'm going to heal myself and do whatever. Yeah. But he was the genius behind all the lyrics.
Did he stay single after that?
I don't know what happened. I mean, he did not go to the deep end and take his life or drink himself to death or anything. But yeah. He says, I'm bailing out. He says, I'm done. And then Rush is like, well, shit, we're a three-piece band. He's a drummer. We can replace. We can't replace the guy that's a lyrical genius.
The
musical
drummer?
Lyric. Yes. It wasn't Geddy Lee, the singer, his cool, distinct voice. No, it was a drummer guy that came out with these cool, very poetic guy. Very poetic if you listen to the words. All right, Facebook folks.
Nobody was a taker.
Yes. The way is
well,
shut.
They're holding. What was the name of that show? Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, they are putting on their own episode.
We're talking about turtles.
And
Rachel
licking.
Says she wants to be stoned. Yeah. Well, she's making a choice, remember? You
I
know.
Don't like that feeling, no.
Well, you can't fight that feeling anymore.
No, I'd rather drink like a whole bunch of coffee and then be wired.
Interesting. All right.
Rather than feel kind of dopey.
The voodoo that you do. Are you so fine?
Hello,
hello
guys.
Oh, my God. You are our addiction. If you're not around, sad.
Well, apparently, with Facebook chat, people can lick toads and frogs and eat mushrooms. All sorts of acid trips you can take without actually taking D itself. But anyway.
Yes, I guess.
That's what we hear. I don't do that because I like my job. Go ahead.
Well, anyways, I'm very sorry, but I was in the sick bed, and I mean in the bed.
Literally.
Oh, no. Oh,
yes,
sorry.
This entire weekend. Saturday was a great
weekend.
Nasty, shitty weather here. Rain. Terrible.
Oh, God.
It's a good day to be we're going to be sick in bed Saturday.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she is here. She is alive. All right, bring us.
Oh,
what's
no,
up?
I'm glad.
Oh, the party. How was the party?
You know, we didn't leave until really late. My grandson, the hostess, had her grandson there who was the same age, and they were playing on their computer games. And my grandson just
there you
went.
Go. That's cool.
You know, when we came home, we left late, he and I. He didn't want to leave. And, well, late for us is like 10 o'clock. And we got there at 6. And then I thought, oh, my God, I'm lying in the bed because I had my own good time going on. And then I thought, oh, did he even eat? And so then I asked him, he served himself. My neighbor saw him serving himself. I mean, he's just so capable at these parties. And he walked in. So everyone had a good time. And then I kept, my neighbor kept coming over to me because I had my own three-ring circus going on. Just a lot of fun. You know, it was a lot of fun. And
I'm glad.
Ben?
Yes.
Well, then I had to take my grandson back, and that's like a long, many-hour drive. And then we stopped to see relatives on the way, so we had a good time there. And by the time I dropped my grandson off to do the return trip, it was so late, and I had to do a many-hour drive back. I don't like staying in overnight accommodations. I just want to get back to my bed. You know that woman? That woman on Kim Zolciak, you know, the Bravo housewife woman who's bankrupt, and they have a multi-million dollar house, and her husband would not let her in the house, and the police said to her, why don't you just sleep in another room? She said, I have to sleep on my $20,000 bed. And last night I was driving home, and I thought, well, I don't have a $20,000 bed, but I do like my own bed. So I went, picked up a couple of pints of ice cream. I thought, I'm just going to blow the night away. You know, I'm not going to do it the way I usually do it. And then I couldn't stay awake. I pulled into a truck and then got home about 6 a.m. And here I am walking around like I'm blind. So what did the cards say, Deb?
Well, wow, you are one brave chick. I'll tell you, I would never sleep in a truck stop. Too many crazy, horny men running around.
Except that we did in the camper all the time.
Yeah, but
I
had you.
Yeah, see, it's, you know what, it's a different, well, and the way I did it when I drove in, I couldn't hold my eyes open. And I looked, I scouted around, and there were people that were driving vehicles that looked like they had invested money in their vehicles, you know, to do that kind of traveling. So I kind of gave them space, but I parked close. And then when I woke up at 3 a.m. to try and get back to my place, I was surrounded by cars because people just were pulling in randomly. And I just felt like one with the universe, like we were all friends, you know, and everybody was looking for the same thing, you know, safety. And, you know, people were just pulling over and sleeping.
Like that.
Well, give me the weather report on your neighbor. Yes, we did.
Yeah, the truck stop.
Okay, well,
there.
I think he,
big city. Go ahead.
The weather report on him. Well,
what's the forecast there, Tootsie Pop?
Yeah, so this is what happened. So I called him to the car. Well, there were a lot of things that happened, little snippets. And I said, you can come say goodbye to us as we're getting ready to roll to my grandson's house. And he came and he, you know, chatted up my grandson. Then he got into the window, leaned into the window to talk to me. And we just looked at each other and gave each other a high five. And he looked worried. You know, I'd gotten upset with him because he had, I had called him, you know, the night before. And I said, you know, when we get around to it, we'll make this certain meal you've been wanting to make. And he said, oh, you're trying to nail me down. And I knew he was on a lot of pot. I knew he was out of it. We were on the fence. And I said, you know, you're really insulting me. I'm not trying.
He was high.
Yeah, I said, you know. So I said, I'm not trying to nail anyone down. In other words, I was just trying to be nice because he was going to do all this work for me. And I said, you know, he wanted to make this Middle Eastern dish. And I said, you know, we'll do it. He said, well, I just felt like a schedule was coming, like you were trying to nail me down. I said, you know what? I'm letting you go back to your evening and forget it. You're insulting me. And then he said, you're making more of an issue out of it. And then we didn't talk until I called him to the car and said, and he was trying to get our attention. You know, he was trying to, but I told him, I'm too busy. We're late. We've got to go. We had relatives we were going to see, and we did. It was major. And I know he gets up super duper early. He probably saw me coming in at 6 a.m. So, and I haven't talked to him. He's been in the laundry room. I'm just so out of it, and I'm not in the mood. And, you know, but I am doing the laundry. I go in periodically and try to catch up on the kitchen stuff. So I don't know. The cards say, Deb. He had a great time at the party. I had a great time at the party. I had a marvelous time. Lots of talking to everybody, men, women. And he kept coming over to me at the party. The neighbor kept trying to bust into a conversation I might be having with another guy, and, you know, I'd ignore him. Not in a mean way. I just kept talking to the dude. And so, it was a good party, I thought.
International shout-out to Leanne in the UK. Deb is...
There's a Steve here, too.
No, it's Leanne, if you read it. I got it, Deb. I got it.
All right.
It is my job.
I am laying out these cards.
The cards, she's laying out the cards, so to speak. Well, not so to speak. She's actually laying the cards out. Folks on Facebook get to see it. It's live. It's beautiful. Actually, it is kind of cool.
Well,
if you're really
I was hitting up, you know, I was busy socializing with the women, but I was really zeroing in on a lot of the men that I didn't know. And it turns out most of those men were hooked up, but no one else knew that except for the men and their partners. And then I would go seek out their partners and have chats with their female other halves because I didn't want to hit up on any men that I thought these guys were single. But they were spending time with me, and we were having a good time talking, and it was fun.
Okay, now your cards are doing it again, where they are projecting further into the future. Okay, and by the way, you all might wonder, why does she always refer to the future, to the right? Because that's where the future is, to the right.
Yes.
The past is to the left.
Well, I guess if you're looking at a timeline, linear, or you're not, or is it something more dynamic?
I actually learned this from a psychiatrist.
Yeah, okay, there you go. See, I was thinking linear because I'm not, I don't have that brain.
The present is straight away in front of you. If say you're going to look at the past, you want to reflect on something, or you have a decision to make, you start high up on the left side, and you look up there, and then you go halfway down as you're thinking, and when you get to, say, the bottom, where the flooring is, you're going to have a lot of insight about the past, and you can do the same thing with the future. Well, your cards are doing that with you, because for one thing, the cards are so in tune with your life, Lisa, that they want to bring out more and more information to you. And one of them is that this relationship with him is really cooling down, all right? And the way he's acting, I think that before, okay, it's been a year now, hasn't it? Didn't you meet him?
Yeah.
Well, okay. When you first met him and everything, I really think he was trying to present to you the man he really wants to be. And he was using very nice behavior, and he was quite a gentleman. And, you know, after a while, that wears thin. And pretty soon you see who you really got. And that's what I think you're seeing now. That this, I mean, it's the equivalent of saying, such a fine gentleman. He's so charming. He takes good care of you. And months later, he burps and farts. Like, like he doesn't have to say anything. And you're like, excuse me. And he'd make a joke saying something like, well, hey, I think we know each other well enough. Or I hear you trying to... do those silent but deadly ones. Here's the thing. That's the real man you've got now. And what the cards are showing is that real, lasting, true love is going to come through the King of Diamonds, like I've always said.
Swing and a miss. There we go. All right. Yes, and
because this guy has decided to, he's not maintaining up his side of this relationship.
Yeah, you know, it's a weird thing. They always say it's 50-50, but it isn't always, but it's got to at least be 60-40, right?
Of what?
The relationship.
It should really be.
It should be 50-50, but I think it's an average, right? Sometimes it shifts a little bit.
I think it should be 100-100.
That would be 200%. I mean, the two total should equal 100% is the relationship, and you should each one should have 50% of that, right?
Well, it all depends on how you look at it.
Bottom line is, you guys should be putting the same effort, however you want to do the frickin'
and
math,
that's
right?
The thing. That
the same
accident,
exact effort.
That accident was the catalyst for change. And instead of it drawing it closer, as I really felt it was going to, it seems to have drawn the two of you further apart. Okay, the man you knew before would have left the party with you to put your grandson to bed, the one you knew before.
Well, you know what? We were going to leave the party together, but then I stayed, and then the neighbor was going to go say goodbye to the hostess, and I started talking to somebody else, and then my grandson went into the house because he didn't want to leave. And so we were separated at that point. And to me, it doesn't really matter.
Wow.
Because
what?
Two.
Jesus.
Hello, Lisa.
Yeah?
You kind of like...
Okay.
You kind of chopped up a little bit.
We thought we were losing you.
We thought maybe
sorry.
We thought maybe you got swallowed up by a... wormhole.
And remember,
and then,
previously, he loved to make plans. Now he's saying, don't try to pin me down.
He said that.
It sounds like a romance.
Yeah, he said that.
And I don't believe that for a
just
second.
Before the accident, he had said that. And we were heading out, and he said, don't try to nail me down for such and such. And I said, in my head, I said, fuck off, you know, and then the accident happened. So then the next day after the party, he was coming at me and I was ignoring him. And he knew that. And he called me and I just simply said he wanted me to do something. And I said, no, we're doing something else. And he said, well, have a good day. And he sounded really hurt. And I was gone for 4 or 5 hours. I took my grandkids somewhere that was age appropriate. It was a lot of fun. It was a fair, you know, for kids. And it was so much fun. And we got home and he was waiting for us. And then, you know, I told him I'm really exhausted. And I was. I've been going on little or no steam. And today it's even worse. I'm even worse exhausted. But I'll catch up.
Well, you know what? I want to give you a really supreme compliment here.
Supreme.
And this is going to go out to the ladies that
like a
are
pizza,
listening
supreme
or watching. And I'm sorry, guys, you're going to take a hit on this one. What I'm, yeah, it's just,
you know what? We've been doing that our whole lives. You know what? That's why a lot of the folks have a lot of chicks. What do you? The Mormons have a lot of wives.
Yeah.
One pisses you off, go to the next wife. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, here's the thing. Too many among us, and I think those are the desperados, the women that are desperados, that are maybe not very intelligent or don't want to work and become something, they will lower themselves to a guy.
It's probably because of their environment, how they were raised.
Yeah, they'll become submissive.
Generations and generations of that.
Subservient.
Being raised like that, yeah.
And that they lower themselves.
It's very common in this country.
It is.
And I'll leave it at that because I don't want to get banned for racism or anything like that.
Well, I don't know about the other countries, what you guys are like if you're still very, you know, traditional in your roots.
Your roots.
Roots.
Roots. Roots.
Or is it roots?
Yeah.
I think it's roots.
Is it tomato or is it tomato?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lisa, for
is
you,
it potato or potato?
You
yeah,
have not, I mean, occasionally, maybe you've dipped a little, but you have not lowered yourself to him. She still can't.
I know
she doesn't.
No,
pissed off.
No, I'm not. You know, and the thing is, he gets loaded, you know, and you've even said he's bipolar. And I don't get loaded. You know, I don't take drugs. I don't do anything like that. I just...
So he gets loaded like he's smoking the ganja, isn't he?
Well...
There's no well, is he or is he not? There is no well.
I guess. I don't know. Sometimes.
What do you mean you guess?
And I knew.
That shit stinks. You can tell. You can tell. There's no I guess.
I don't sit pretty much. But I can tell by how he talks, you know. And then I just simply said, because I was feeling guilty. I was feeling guilty because he was rearranging stuff in the backyard for my grandkid and his bike. And so then I called him and I said, look, that meal you've been wanting to make, I'll make it. We'll make it. And he said, I said, in the next 2 days. And that's when he said, don't try to lock me down.
Yeah, what's this thing being made? What is this?
Is it falafel?
Oh, you know, we just pick a dish that we like. You know, it's nothing big.
There's another one.
It's like naan and falafel or whatever. I can't even pronounce it.
Falafel?
Is it some type of sausage?
No. It's naan. Naan. How do you pronounce it? I have to pronounce it.
Naan. That Indian onion
fossil.
Bread. Oh my God, that is that
fossil.
Bread. I would.
And how do you say that other thing? Fossil.
I don't know about that stuff. That stuff's like a dessert shit. And it's most of that stuff. But that bread.
No,
that
fossil. Fossil. It's not dessert. It's
like a
ground up chicken.
Fossil. What the hell is that? All I know is that naan, that bread naan.
That is amazing.
I would sell my sister's and mom's soul for that bread. It's so good. I love it. I love that bread. That naan bread is so good.
From the day that I moved here, that was kind of our agreement. And so I just felt guilty because he's doing all this work for me and my grandson. And that's when I said that. And he says, don't try to nail me down. He's really loaded. I could tell. And I already told you the gist of the conversation. I said, you've insulted me. I'm not going to ever try to nail you down again. I don't nail down anyone, and I would never, ever do that. And I'm letting you go back to your evening.
Then
he said, hey.
Yeah.
He was trying to talk to me. And I
went on the conversation.
I hung up
a lot of nailing talking to him. I never nailed him. I don't know, but a lot of nailing going on in that conversation. I don't know.
No, he said he didn't want me to schedule it right now. And I said, that's not what I was calling about. And I wasn't trying to nail anyone down, and you're insulting me. And then he was trying to talk to me, and I hung up on him. And then the next day he was calling me, and I said, no, we're going somewhere else. But we did. And then he was waiting for us, and he was pounding on the laundry door. And I told him not to do that. And he was pounding on my kitchen door. And they came in to give my grandson some stuff, a puzzle and things. And I just told him, I said, I'm really tired right now. I'm in my room. And then he said, I'm coming back in an hour. And then he called and he said, did your grandson get the puzzle? And I said, I'm in my bedroom. And I went back to the door to let him in. So he was bugging us. And I was exhausted. I am exhausted. When my grandkids here toward the end, I'm tired. And I'm tired now.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Are they from Blazing Saddles? Lily Von Stoop. I'm so tired. Can't you see she's pooped? Oh, you got to watch Blazing Saddles and Madeline Kahn to get that reference to that song. And Lisa hasn't seen Blazing Saddles. Let's go back to her.
Yeah, I saw this.
You didn't see. You didn't see the part when Madeline Kahn was singing about how she's tired.
That's a hooker, right?
Well, she didn't say that. She goes, I'm so tired. Yep.
You know,
guys
Madeline
come and they go, they come and they go. Yeah, yeah. Singing of a German hooker. Lily von Stoop. Some other stations had to get rid of Stoop.
She's on Instagram. I saw her on Instagram in a scene from there, and she's approaching the monster, and she's doing a sexy dance.
Well, that's from Young Frankenstein. I went like that.
Oh, not the same movie?
Yeah.
Not the same movie, but another badass, funny Mel Brooks movie. Young Frankenstein, hilarious. You're right. Great. That's another... Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, some funny shit. Both with almost all the same people. Gene Wilder, Madeline Kahn, Mel Brooks, obviously. Good stuff. You got to see those movies. They're so good.
Okay.
But
this has nothing to do with the reading.
He came over and he sat with me for a long time at the party, and he had his had his leg over my leg, not touching, but, you know, we were talking to other people. And some people tell us, they tell us, we like how you are with each other. They tell us randomly. I don't know. I guess we act like a married couple. Who knows?
Yeah, and I bet they think you have a very active sex life.
Yes. Yes. They figure you are. You got your freaking your little ankles pinned behind your ears like your Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Stuff like that. Crouch to brown.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Well, you know what? That's what
you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. Let
nobody,
me tell the world.
Nobody on earth knows that. That is a fact.
True.
Nobody on this planet knows that except the two or three or four or five people and the monkey. It depends on what they're doing knows that. That's
the
it.
Monkey?
If you got a monkey. Remember that? Remember Dieter? Would you like to pet my monkey on Saturday Night Live? Oh, Saturday Night Live folks know what I'm talking about.
Isn't that a play worldwide where other people know what we're speaking
about? It's Saturday Night Live. They were making fun of the German weirdos.
And then when he came over to me at the party, he was telling people, he was sitting next to me, he goes, yeah, I always tell her this and that and that and this. He was, you know, pointing at me. He was right next to me. We're sitting practically on each other's lap. So
practically.
I don't know.
Her and the neighbor?
Her and the neighbor.
Yeah.
How can you practice?
And the neighbor.
I don't know. I don't know.
Really?
The stairs were so...
I don't know. Either you're on her lap or not. I don't know.
I love the engineer who's the Cupid love doctor.
I'm just saying.
I love
you.
I love
are or you are not on somebody's lap. There is no practical.
I love the Columbo forensic of this.
I'm just wondering, you know, with the guy with the freaking Peter Falk. I just got one more question. Actually, you know what? I had a while, many years ago, I had a freaking jacket just like that. It was a nice jacket. It was meant to wear with a suit, the same jacket he wore all the fucking time, Peter Falk. Columbo wore that long jacket,
even though
it wasn't raining.
It was a trench coat.
Yeah, but it's meant for rain, yeah. And I had one of those. I never wore it because it never rained much, and I never wore a suit, but yes.
Hmm.
All right, I just threw that little trivia thing out because
I
had nothing to do with anything.
Question,
oh, Deb has a question, Lisa.
Okay, this year it has come and gone. How many years have you got in you to do this? Do you have an idea?
You're right. And you know what? Sometimes I wake up at 2 a.m. Guess what I do at 2 a.m.?
What do you do at 2 a.m., Lisa? I can't wait to hear. What does it involve? Rubber chicken and Vaseline. That's what I want to know.
Besides that.
Oh, besides the vibrator.
No.
Put several scissors in a dryer, and you'll get the same type of
emotion. That sounds scary, several sneakers.
Well, you put a bunch in there and let them tumble in a dryer.
It sounds like it might knock you right off the damn dryer. Those way those things go,
to...
bam, a bam, a bam.
Or,
no, bam, bam.
Or you simply press the pelvis.
Well, I thought many years ago, I thought you wouldn't, so all you had to do was get on the spin cycle. Of the
I thought. Yes.
That's what I heard many years ago, that it was just simply a spin cycle of a washer, I thought.
Besides all that.
How are you going to sit on that son of a bitch?
That, no.
Yeah.
But a horse will do a good job.
now we're getting into bestiality. We're talking about horses. Get on the saddle horn, my dears.
I visualize, I pull out my vision board and I manifest and I say.
Well, she said, man, I didn't know what she was going to say. I thought maybe she was going to do something else with her vision board.
And nowhere on that list does it say that the guy is gay. Nowhere. And
well,
I might even put that in there. I might even put that in there where it says, and no gay wanted.
Yeah. Well, that's life, throwing a little curveball.
I mean, an answer to your question about how many years am I in for? Well, that's my answer right now. Oh, I just am working with my brother's friend to get my business stuff in order. That I don't know how long that's going to take. And then we'll see. We'll see what we see.
I have an answer to your answer.
I guess not. It's as long as it's going to take.
But it sounds like it's not forever is what she's saying. There is a finite time, which is, we thought, because she is normal. She's not going to play this game till the end of her life.
I'm starting to question his motives, too, in the sense that he doesn't. You know,
we've shot this around a lot.
Yeah,
we don't obviously. We've never saw anything sinister.
He might get tired too. He might get tired too. Deb, is that what you say?
Well, you say that she makes sexual moves or gestures towards you.
Except they're like a 7-year-old. They're not real.
But he's told you, if you want to go for a throwdown, we can do that.
Did he actually say that verbatim, ever?
He said something.
I told Deb off the air. What he told
Deb.
What he told me was, it was off the air. It was after the accident, and
you lost your security clearance.
And I told Deb. I said, you don't remember what I told you?
No, maybe. Well, no. Say yes. Don't say what it is. The yes or no. Yes or no.
He said,
remember.
He says, I will do. He said, I will do anything you want me to do to you.
And you haven't called him.
I was on crutches, and I was I hadn't had a bath in a number of days, and I was cooking for both of us, and I was on drugs. That was the first few days. I was taking the drugs, and then he came at me.
The drugs.
I was taking. For me, it was a lot, like the ibuprofen, and there was that other thing that they gave me. What was that other thing that they gave me that the first early days? I would take it.
Pain pills will make you very horny.
Ibuprofen is not a drug.
Not me. I need to be fresh out of the shower. And then he came at me, and he put his face up to mine.
Shower.
Maybe he'd like you dirty.
Do you still have the same
shower? I said to him, don't, because, I mean, it was just not, I wasn't prepared. And sometimes he says things I'm not prepared. And I'm like, I just don't know. I'm not, you know, I don't quickly think.
And nobody has to be quick on their feet if they don't want to be. And you should not be put in a position where you have to think quickly on your feet.
Have you ever seen the movie Georgia Rule?
No, never even heard of it.
Never heard of it?
No, I haven't. I can't speak for Lisa.
It's a Jane Fonda movie, but Lindsay Lohan is in it.
That's a weird combination.
And she was out on a boat with a Mormon boy.
Oh, there's another weird. Look at these weird scenarios.
He was not allowed to have sex with anybody who wasn't. Going to be his wife.
That's the Mormon thing. That is the Mormon thing, yes.
And she had a cute little dress on and stuff, and she took her panties off.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And then she said, you've never seen it. And he said, well, I've seen it, like, in magazines or whatever. And she said, but you've never seen it. Would you like to see it?
A vagina.
And she took his hand. And she put it on the, I'm doing it to myself.
I want to know where this is going.
On the inside of her thighs.
Okay.
And her knees parted.
Okay. Where's this going back to the reading?
And he saw it.
Okay.
And
then how does this go into the reading?
I forgot that. I don't
know. She's just telling sex shit.
No, what
I... That's all it is. She's just telling sex shit that had no point.
But she, could have said.
No point.
If you were in a robe fresh out of the shower, you could have said, have you ever seen it? And he'd say, well, yeah.
I've seen many a whisker biscuit.
Right after the accident, they told me there was nothing wrong with me, and I had a broken knee. And so I was, like, around here, cleaning and cooking, and my brother got furious because night after night I was calling him for a month. I said, the pain is greater and greater. So I was in no mood. I mean, right now, yeah, I would probably maybe do it, get in the shower and say, hey, have you ever seen it? But...
Well, you know what?
I mean, I should have practiced at the truck stop.
In that movie, he became obsessed with her because he'd seen it. And he knew he wanted to touch it.
Yeah, that freaking movie, Deb, for God's sake.
Well, they say art imitates life.
They say that, right? Okay, that's great. They said a lot of shit, too, you know?
Says he saw the whole of the moon. I like that. I like
how?
That.
What's that? Werewolves of London. Ow! Yep. Great song,
well,
anyway.
It is your secret garden. And
oh, yes, that garden is so secret. Dear God, Lord Jesus.
Maybe he needs to see it.
Yes.
And when Lindsay was putting his hand up her leg, he was on the way to touching it.
Art imitates life.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, that basket case bitch. We know about her. Yep.
I think she's really pretty.
Oh, she's pretty. Pretty freaking whack job, too. But, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I'm not following her. I mean, there's too much about Britney that I have to worry about.
Britney.
Britney Spears?
With the knife.
Yes.
With the knife. I worry too much about her. I don't want to worry about anyone else.
He's a nut job. Oh,
you know
my
what?
God.
Yeah, put the knives away and, you know what, put a little picture on the headboard and do her from behind your face.
And she took all naked pictures and her son saw them. I'm glad that the father took them away to Hawaii. Man. Yeah.
Took who away to Hawaii?
He took their son.
And then
They'll never see anything on the internet about her ever.
I don't want to see your mother naked.
It's going to be on the internet till the end of time.
Yeah. What were you
forever and ever and ever.
No, you didn't have anything. Thought you might.
Who?
Lisa. She went to say something.
Did we cut you off? You're about to say something.
No, I was going to say, I also worry about Kim Zolciak. And I use that loosely. I don't worry about them. But I don't like to hear about these people that are so stupid. She has a $20,000 mattress she's fighting to sleep on in her home that needs to go bankrupt. Kim Zolciak. She was married to a football player, and she ruined him. She was one of the
reality
stars.
They
drove themselves. They had million-dollar incomes, and they lived over their money, and now they're broke, and she has to go find herself a ghetto apartment.
Oh, my heart bleeds for her. My heart really bleeds for her.
I know,
It does. And every time I wipe my ass, I'll think of her. I feel so bad.
Catherine, I don't want to say goodbye to her. So that girl's got her.
Yeah, that'd be
Virgil,
great.
You wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
Never said that. You never said that.
No, I think Katy Perry.
He said about it. Wouldn't say no is what he's saying. So he's saying, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah.
And you know,
I agree.
I got my flu shot and I got my COVID shot and I got pretty sick after my flu shot, and one of my relatives is a nurse practitioner. I said, I got really sick after the flu shot. And she said, this flu shot that's coming out that they're giving everyone is one of the harshest ones that they've been giving to people.
Good.
So, you know, I've been taking it. I've been taking it in the rear. You know, I got the grandkid. I'm tired. So I'm not with the mostest right now.
I know many a woman have been saying that all the time. Yep, I've heard that. I heard that phrase all the
time.
Hey, as long as you own up to it, and it's all good. It's all good. There's nothing wrong with that. Honesty is the best policy. That's what I always say. Honesty is the best policy.
He's having a seizure. Lisa's having a seizure.
That's okay. She said I can help her with her wear because she's having a seizure. Seizure, little seizures.
Oh, my God.
No, I think it's
fine. Oh, my God.
The time has come. Look at this. Broom, broom.
Oh, gosh. Broom.
That would be the fact.
Get us to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we must.
Well, Lisa, I'm glad you did get on the air.
Hang on, and you were very patient.
Oh, me too. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And,
thank you very much.
I recommend in the future being very careful with your derriere because, you know, from what I hear, what you just said, I got a different opinion of you now. I don't know.
Suzanne, I like
thank you very
it.
Much.
It was
a very good show.
I do appreciate the honesty.
Suzanne says it like it is. There's not going to be any kind of, what do you call it, unicorns farting sprinkles?
Oh, yeah.
That's Friday's show. That is Friday's show. Yeah. We don't like unicorns. We like farting sprinkles.
But
and...
Suzanne, I think there's only one back door. She said plural. She says, we Lisa's taking it up the back doors, and I think there's only one.
Well, apparently, when she gets shots, she doesn't like them in her arm.
Really?
Right?
No, I'm saying I'm exhausted.
Gotcha. Well, I got you.
The flu stuff, yeah.
You know, that's why when you're a kid, they give all the shots in their butts, because that's the least amount of nerves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the kids are really young. That's the fattiest part of their body. So, oh, you know what? In the Navy, they did it. That bicillin shot was in the butt.
What was it called?
It was this thing called a bicillin shot. It was full of like every. We're in Great Lakes, Illinois, in the winter.
Is that the one that makes like a bump?
Big knot.
Yeah, I had that too
in
the Army.
They give it in the butt.
They do, and it's a knot.
It's got like every kind of freaking.
Oh no!
Every kind of virus on this planet in the military. You get it in boot camp.
Oh.
And it hurts, and then you get a knot for a day or so, and
they
PT you because it makes it go away.
It helps it to, they do.
They make in the boot camp, they physically exercise you to death because it makes it.
Kind of like having
it's actually better for you in the long run. But
it's like
you
having
don't
an
that.
Egg under your skin.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
My dear, well, thank you so much. We shall be back.
Oh, well, he hasn't really
Thank you, too.
All right, honey.
To both of you.
We'll talk to you soon.
We shall talk again.
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's still here. I just had to mute. So.
Oh, look at Virgil's, your balloon.
You can't believe that.
Your balloon never lands.
There's been other people talking about blocks and stuff, and it's like a lot of us have no control over the blocks. This is a lot of time the words we speak, Facebook arbitrarily blocks this and blocks that. So don't always assume somebody's blocking you. Never assume that unless they confirm it. Never.
Yeah. And
never.
He should be able to answer you.
Unless he can't see it.
He wouldn't block you. He's crazy about you.
I just don't know. You just can't tell.
He would masturbate in your shadow.
Right? Oh, well, that's what every woman wants to hear. That's the knight in the shining armor, the masturbator. Yes, yes. So masturbate. Well, thank you, sir.
Sir Masturbate.
Sir Masturbate. I was waiting for you to rescue me. Yes, that's what we want to hear. That's what we live for. All right, you ready?
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. Hello.
Oh, I had to go ahead. Wait. Where it's time to go. I can get it.
Sweetheart, where it's time to go.